Hello. I'd like to report a crime. Please. Do I have to say it out here in front of everybody? Please, I don't want anyone to know about this. It's so embarrassing. You'll take my statement in a private interview room? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I mean, officer. So, you promise nobody can hear us in here? The walls are soundproof and the lock can't be opened without your key. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much, officer. Start from the beginning. Okay. I was raped tonight. Multiple times. At a party. Sorry. Need the details? All of them. Okay. I got invited to a party at a frat house on the campus. Beta Theta Pi. I was supposed to go with my roommate, Lindsay, but she caught a stomach bug and had to stay in bed. I wasn't sure about going to a party by myself with people I didn't know, but she said I needed to go out and socialize. I haven't been making any friends since I came here. I'm kind of a shy introvert. So I guess that's why I decided to go anyway. I've never been to a frat party, but I've seen movies, so I knew what to expect. At least, I thought I did. So I went to the party. What's that? Yes, officer. This was the outfit I was wearing. It's not exactly what I normally wear. I don't go to my computer science classes in a miniskirt and mesh black halter top and these heels. Gosh, I could barely walk in them. I had to borrow all of this from Lindsay and it barely fits. My breasts are only contained with this stupid flimsy fabric. I don't own clothing like this. Yes, I guess it does show off a lot of my body. Why does that matter? Just getting all the facts, okay. I got to the party at around 10. It was already in full swing. The music was so loud you can hear it from down the block, and there were frat guys drunkenly wrestling each other in the front lawn in front of a crowd. I felt a little out of place, but I sucked it up and walked up the front steps into the house. The smell of booze and weed hit me right away. The first thing I saw was a guy and a girl going at each other right there in the hallway. I'm hardly a prude, but she was letting him feel her up under her skirt right where anybody could see. And the sounds they were making, well, I can see why some people call it sucking face. I pushed past them quickly and found myself in the living room. Right away, this guy came over holding two beers and offered me one. I don't really drink, but I thought it might help me get over my social anxiety. So I took it. I was so nervous. I started drinking it down really quickly. Must have finished the whole bottle in under 10 minutes. I wasn't drunk. I was just nervous, so I drank it fast. And then got another one. It helped, okay? I felt myself getting a little more relaxed. I was sitting on the sofa talking to the guy. He was really handsome and he seemed like he was really interested in me. I don't have a lot of experience flirting, but I tried my best. I smiled at him and I didn't move his hand when he put it on my thigh and started rubbing up and down. I was still a little nervous though, so I had him get me another beer. This one, it tasted a little different from the first two, but I drank it down anyway. Eventually, he started touching my breasts too. I mean, now he wasn't as nice. He was grabbing them hard, squeezing, making me whimper. I tried to tell him to stop, but I couldn't form the words. And then he was kissing me. I felt his wet, wriggling tongue invading my mouth and swirl around inside. He tasted terrible. It made me gag. I wanted to push him off, but it was like my arms were made out of lead and my whole body felt heavy and weak. I could barely move. My vision started to get fuzzy. Little black dots formed around the edge of what I could see. I couldn't even form the words to tell him to stop. I could only mumble weakly, incoherently. What? Well, no, I didn't technically tell him to stop, but that's because I couldn't say anything at all. He fucking drugged me. He must have put a roofie in the third beer. I wasn't drunk, okay? I was fucking drugged. After he violated my mouth with his disgusting tongue for a while, he pulled back and had this evil grin on his face. He said, "Why don't we go somewhere a bit more private?" And then dragged me up. I couldn't even stand. He had his head under my shoulder and basically carried me up the stairs into the bedroom. There's fucking people in the party saw it happen. There were dozens of people and they just let him carry me away like a fucking prize. When we got into the bedroom, he threw me down on the bed and let out this laugh. He said my flirting got him so horny, and that girls who dress slutty and tease really turn him on. I didn't even flirt with him that much, officer, and I certainly didn't tease him. I just let him rub my thigh and smiled at him, laughing at his jokes and trying to be pleasant. I mean, look, yes, I said I tried to flirt with him, but it's like I told you, I'm not even good at it. No, I certainly did not tease him. Why are you looking at me like that? And my clothes. Yes, I guess you could say I was dressed slutty, but so the fuck what? I can't dress however I want without having some perverted frat boy thinking I'm teasing him. What happened next? The fucker didn't even bother closing the door. He just started stripping down until he was completely naked. His cock was so hard and so big. He got up on the bed and rolled me over to my back. I was so weak, I couldn't even really move my arms and slap him away. All I could do was manage a few soft whimpers. "Please, please." "Yes, that's all I said. That's all I could say. I begged him to stop. He didn't even listen to me. Without saying a word, he pulled down my panties and then tossed them aside. He grabbed my legs and spread them apart, and he went down on me. He put his face between my legs and started licking my pussy with his disgusting tongue, touching me everywhere with it, deep inside, up and down my lips, and all over my clit. I couldn't even lift my head to look down and see what he was doing, but I could hear his moans. He made these awful, hungry, growling moans as he licked and kissed me down there. After a few minutes of this, I heard him give a horrible laugh and then say, "Don't act like you don't want this, slut. You're soaking wet for me." Yes, I was dripping wet, but that's only because of a natural reaction by my body to what he was doing. I didn't want any of it. I didn't enjoy any of it. I couldn't control that. It doesn't mean anything. Anyway, after he said that, he got up onto his knees and looked down at me with this wolfish look. I felt his hands spreading my legs wider, and then his cock was pushing against me. I felt the swollen head poking and protruding at my entrance as he chuckled and smiled down at me. Then he gave a hard thrust and pushed forward inside me, impaling me on every inch of it all at once. I would have screamed if I could have. It was absolute agony. I'm not a virgin, but I haven't had much experience, and not with anyone as big as he was. It felt like he must have been at least 9 inches. I could barely take it all. I thought it was gonna tear my poor little vagina apart. At first, he just left it there. I guess he was enjoying the way my small pussy was spasming and clenching on him, trying to force him out. But then he leaned down, putting his hands on either side of my head, and started fucking me hard. It was horrible, so rough, not like anything I've felt before. I think he wanted to hurt me, enjoyed hurting me. His face was just inches above mine the whole time, and I had to stare at his sadistic smirk. The whole bed shook with the force of his thrusts, and the wet slapping sound of our bodies smashing together must have been audible to anybody in the hallway outside. As if being raped by him wasn't bad enough, after a while he leaned down and kissed me. No, I don't think calling it a kiss is really appropriate. It was more like he was raping my mouth at the same time he was raping my pussy. It wasn't like. It wasn't like when he was kissing me before. that at least resembled normal kissing. Now he was basically fucking my mouth and my throat with his tongue, slamming it in and out the same way he was with his cock, pushing it so deep it made me choke and tickled the entrance of my throat. My lips are even a little bit cut from how hard he was pressing his teeth into me. Just look at them. Violating my mouth like that must have really excited him, because it wasn't long after that I felt him tense up and start to come inside of me. He held his cock all the way in until he finished coming, and then he pulled out. I felt so disgusted, I thought I would puke. I probably would have if I had the strength for it. He looked at me, patted my belly with mocking gentleness, and said, "I hope you're in protection, sweetheart. Wouldn't want you to be bred like a sow, would we?" I'm not on birth control. Why would I be? I don't go out sleeping with guys every weekend like some girls. It was so awful. I'd never felt so violated before in my entire life. But at least he was finished. I felt some measure of relief. I thought if I was lucky, he would just leave me there and I could lay in peace until the drugs wore off, and then I could get up and leave. Then I had laughter. With what little strength I had, I turned my head to the side and saw that there were two more guys standing there, completely naked and hard. They must have been watching. The first guy slapped them both on the shoulder and said, "I got her nice and warmed up for you boys. Have fun. Don't worry, the bitch likes it rough." He said that, he gave me a wink, then he got dressed and left.